Hey, good morning again. Good, I'm glad to see you're still awake and at it. Started this series called Questions That God Would Ask Us. If you would just advance the slide one time, there we go. And today there's a kind of a neat question in the Bible that I want to talk about. It's a question that God would ask of Moses at a very special time in his life. God says, "What's in your hand?" I'll read the portion of the scripture. God said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites this, the Lord has sent me to you. I will destroy your enemies, the Egyptians, with many wonders. After that, he'll let you go." Moses said, "What if they don't believe me? What if they don't listen to what I have to say?" Then the Lord God said to him, "What's in your hand?" "Oh, a staff," Moses replied. The Lord said, "Throw that staff on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake. Moses ran away. Then the Lord said to him, "Come back and reach out your hand and take that snake by the tail." So Moses reached out and took the snake by the tail, and it turned back into a staff. "This," said the Lord, "is so that you may believe that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has appeared to you and will do many wonderful things through you." And so God asked of Moses, "What is that in your hand?" You know the story of Moses, don't you, in a nutshell? You know, Moses was born to a Hebrew under persecution. See, at that time, they were killing all the firstborn males because there were too many Israelites, and the Egyptians were afraid that if there were too many, they would take over Egypt. So there was the killing of the firstborn. So Moses' mother took Moses, little baby, put him in a basket, a reed basket, put him in the Nile River. I don't know how the crocodiles didn't get him. But anyway, he floats down the river, and along comes Pharaoh's daughter, finds the basket, picks up the baby, and her heart goes out to this little infant. And along comes, believe it or not, Moses' sister. And I don't know, but this may be the most miraculous part of the story, but Moses' sister loved Moses. And she goes up to Pharaoh's daughter and says, "I know somebody who can nurse that little infant." And she goes and gets her mom. And so Pharaoh's daughter takes Moses and part of the family into his house, and Moses is raised there. And he becomes a very intelligent man with a very wonderful heart, not just for the Egyptians alone, but for anybody. And so he sees this taskmaster beating a Hebrew. And he gets so upset and so mad that he goes over and he kills this Egyptian taskmaster. And of course, the guilt, the anguish inside of him builds up. So he runs off, runs through the desert, ends up in a land called Midian, where he becomes a shepherd. And shepherds need a staff. He's got a staff. And one day he's hanging out and he looks up on a holy mountain. People there called it a holy mountain because of the wonderful things that went on there that kept him in awe. He looks up there and he sees a light. And he says, "I'm going to go check that out." So he heads up the mountain. Up at the top of the mountain, he finds a bush that's burning, but's not consumed. It just burns and burns and burns. He walks up to the bush with a staff. He says, "Well, that's an odd thing." And then the voice of God speaks. "Moses, you'll serve me. Moses, I'm going to send you back to the Egyptians. You're going to be my voice person. And you're going to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses is like, you are kidding me, aren't you? I'm not a spokesman. I'm not that kind of guy. How can I do this? And then God says, you say it with me, what is that in your hand? Moses made his excuses. I'm not qualified. I can't be this leader that you need or that you want. I can't do this kind of stuff, especially before Pharaoh, because I have my experiences and my baggage, right? The only reply that God gave was go. Go. What's that in your hand, Moses? Go with that. I can't believe the wisdom of God. All you need is what is in your hand. Think of that. Moses, go do this huge thing, this amazing thing, and do it but with your staff. I can't imagine what's going through his mind at the moment looking at his staff. This is just a glorified stick. I picked it up as I was, you know, just looking around one day, and I needed something to help me through the rocks and to deal with the sheep. Just a stick. How is this going to help me to overcome Pharaoh with all their spears? Hundreds of thousands of them. How's this one stick going to help me crush all those chariots? I don't know. God sometimes takes some common, everyday, ordinary things and uses them in such a way that just puts us in awe. Isn't that true? And so Moses turns to go with nothing more than a staff. You must be ready for the question. It's coming. You knew it. What's in your hand? You're not looking. Look. What's in your hand? Go ahead. Pastor's asking. Take a look. You're not looking because you know what's in your hand. And some of you are thinking, nothing except for the little microbes I picked up from somebody while I was shaking their hands. Right? I know you got something else. You can't fool me. I've been around a few years, and I've done church work long enough. I know you're holding on to something. Your so-called staffs. I don't know. Could be money. Could be possessions, influence or authority, talents, abilities, friends, family. Could be anything. Are you looking? Let me tell you a little story about my son, Tim. He's not here, so I could tell it. See, Tim came to me and said, Dad, I would really like a sandbox. Well, it's a reasonable request. So I built him a sandbox, filled it with sand. We're kind of out in the rural area of Eau Claire to the south, and Mexicans are moving in. And they're our neighbors now. Boy, some of the best neighbors I ever had, but not necessarily Christian. And so my son's out playing, and we asked some of the little boys that were next door to come over and play with Timothy. So he's out in the sandbox, and he's playing. And I happened to look out because I was on the deck, and there is Timothy with a little cross that he made. And he's bouncing it along in the sandbox, and he's mounded up some sand. He's bouncing it along and puts it right into that little mountain of sand. When all kinds of little things are going through my head. And they come running in. Dad, we want some Kool-Aid, okay? My son says, but I think we have to wash because my hand is full of sand. That makes sense. Well, before you go, what were you doing with the cross out there? Well, I was telling my friends here about how Jesus went up on a hill to die for their sins. What's in your hand? Are you using it to glorify God? The truth about the whole thing is that what you have in your hand is what's in your heart. You can tell how a person approaches life by how white their knuckles are. Do you know that? Take a look. How white are your knuckles? The tighter a man holds on to whatever he has, the whiter his knuckles get. And that's a sign of distrust, a lack of faith, selfishness, and a heart that needs healing. Anyway, when Moses released the staff, what happened? It became a deadly force. This is the neat part about the story. Let go of the staff. So he does. What happens? It becomes a deadly force. A snake. Okay, I don't know about you, but I am not a lover of snakes. I run. Moses ran, right? Come back. Come back. Take that tiger by the tail. Pick it back up. And so Moses does. And what happens? It becomes a staff once more. I ask you the next big question. Can you release that to which you are holding? That to which is making your knuckles white. Can you let go of it? Can you take the tiger by the tail and deal with it? God's waiting for an answer, not me. He's dealing with you right now, in your minds and in your heart. He's taking you aside and saying, I see what's in your hand. Can you release it and take it back for me and my sake? To glorify that which is most important to me, which is the love we share for one another, which is made so objective on the cross because God sent his son to shed his blood for you, that you might be forgiven and enabled to let go, to take hold again for God. Remember Peter and John in prison, about to be executed? They got out of the mess somehow, some way. But they're in prison. And the authorities come and say, what do you have to say for yourselves? Peter looks up and says, Lord, enable your servants to be your spokesmen, your servants, and those who would give unto you. Stretch forth your hand that we may take hold of what we might be able to release for you. Pretty neat story. Everybody is holding on to something that will and can make a difference for God. Do you remember Samson? What did he hold on to? Remember when he slayed all those people? A jawbone of a donkey. It's all he had. And he killed all the entire army with it. Do you remember David? What did he hold on to? A sling and a couple of little stones he picked out of a river. killed Goliath. Remember the unnamed boy in the feeding of the 5,000? What did he have in his hands when asked? Oh, I've got a few fish and a few loaves. What can be done with this? Do you remember the woman with the alabaster jar? It's all she had. And she offered it to Jesus as a precious gift. What did Jesus have? Oh, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He has no home. What does he have? But one thing. His mouth to speak God's word. Time and time throughout the Bible, God does great and wonderful wonders through the simple things we hold in our hands. Great riches we may have, or maybe some menial, unimportant things. Doesn't matter. God says, release it, take hold of it again for me, and I'll do wonders and amazing things that will glorify the love I have for my people. And he's going to anoint you this week, as you take a look at what's in your hand, he's going to anoint you to anoint that. What will it be? The riches that you have? Certainly. The ability to share your faith in your own unique way? Most likely. A little bit of sand from the sandbox. Let us pray together. Please rise. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Show us what's in our hands, that we might be ready to release them unto you. We'll do whatever it is that'll make life among your church a joy and a wonder. Reveal the power within, that we might reveal your power without. Surround us then with the joy of our salvation, that we might take what's in our hand and be a blessing to you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people say, amen.